Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting third. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Priddy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Howard scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Allen scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Unser who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Haywood now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats French for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty bunts in front of the plate. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Bill Haywood. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser bunts in front of the plate. McNerney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Alomar scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Paul Casanova now catching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-3 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Epstein strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.